As we've had the beautiful walking into the circle ceremony, as you breathe, let yourself feel the energy of Gaia holding us, supporting us, and also the love flowing up into us. And take a breath, just a deep breath, and recognize what there is here for you. You don't have to think about it. Just allow it, feel it. And then feel that wonderful comfort feeling of being surrounded by this circle of daughters, each one a divine goddess in her own right. Each one identifying with us here, with the energy that we bring, with the reverence that we bring, and the honoring that is given here in the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is appropriate to ask the ancestors' permission for this ceremony called channeling. And we will do that every time that we are in a place of the ancestors. And so this is an honoring of an energy which stays the same because it is theirs through the ages. And even the channeling is honored and honoring that which is here. And I wish to talk more of which is here. And I want to talk about it in a way that you may not think that I would do. I want to talk about how energy works and what really may be here beyond that which you think is. You speak of history, and you speak of the ancestors, and you speak of energy. And often you speak of them all together, perhaps in one place, in one bag, as you might say, in one circle. But dear ones, there is so much more that you should know. And in these explanations, there is logic. And in these explanations, there is even physics, as there should be. Dear ones, the creator of this universe is the grand physicist. So energy has reason. It has that which is patterning. Let's start at the beginning. All energy on the planet that is both identified as energy and yet to be identified of energy has polarity. Now, I want you to remember that, polarity. You might cause polarity even in your thinking because you have duality. Now, that's polarity of consciousness, if you think of it. All energy has polarity. If you're a science-minded person, you know the laws of physics as they've been given to you so far on this planet. And each law has a strong and weak force. That is polarity. We've also told you that the grandest energy in your galaxy is in the middle. But scientists, for whatever reason, have labeled it as a singularity, which, by the way, is impossible because you cannot have polarity belong to itself. There has to be two things in the middle of the galaxy. There's a push and a pull, a strong and a weak. So let's talk for a moment about what it is that you would feel that is energy in these places, in this circle, in other circles. I told you that the crystalline grid was powerful here, that it was more powerful here than in other places on the planet. There's a number of reasons why it is more powerful. Let's get to that in a moment. Number two, I spoke to you about the crystalline grid being a grid that remembers human consciousness. So follow the logic. If you have a very strong crystalline grid in these areas, what do you think is going to emanate from the ground? And the answer is a strong human consciousness. And what is that? That would be the ancestors. And that is why you give honor before you enter a circle. It's not about the circle or what happened in the circle. It's about the ancestors who were here, who built it, and who stayed in that crystalline grid form. That is the remembrance of them. Some have said, Kryon, even though the ancestors are gone, is their memory enough to get messages? And the answer is yes. The messages come with consciousness. So, summary so far. The crystalline grid is strong here, and the strength of it causes that which is the ancestors, the consciousness of the ancestors that were placed on the grid, to be stronger. So you walk in here and you feel what? The energy first of the ancestors. That is the primary energy of all of these circles. Now, why would one circle have a different energy than another? And the answer is different ancestors. Not all the circles were built at the same time. So you will have different ancestors representing different circles at different times, sometimes hundreds of years apart, but all very, very ancient. Now let me add another complexity. Here is something we have never told you. The crystalline grid of the planet also has polarity itself. What do you think the crystalline grid would be attracted to? Not consciousness, that's what it remembers, that's what it facilitates. Let me give you a hint. What is a magnet attracted to? And the answer is another magnet. Like to like is the general rule of polarity. So back to the question. The answer is this. It is attracted to large crystalline deposits under the ground. When you have places on this planet that have very large crystals, the crystals themselves have a polarity, just like a singular magnet would. The crystalline grid has polarity, like a single magnet would, but it is attracted to other crystalline. Suddenly, you have an area which is very crystalline, and that is why these grids are here and they are so powerful. Sometimes the interface between the positive and the negative will even cause the grass to change. This is one of the reasons in these areas where there are so many different kinds of energies and so powerful. Now, we're not done, we're not finished yet. If like reacts to like, and there's polarity in consciousness, the last part of this puzzle, what did I say was here? It is the remembrance of the ancestors. There's a consciousness here which you're attracted to. Every ancestor was attracted to the ancestors before. There are not that many places on the planet where the ancestors can speak so freely and so strongly, and that is very attractive to those who can sense consciousness. And the ones who can sense it the most are old souls. I've just completed the circle for you so that you know why it works the way it does. Some of you will feel that which is the past. Just the ancestors alone, without messages, is enough to let you sit for hours and ponder life and the timelessness of your own soul. And then the big one. Some of you are your own ancestors. And I said that to begin with. Some of you will feel profoundly that you were here. And that's an honoring, dear ones. There's nothing you have to do. There's no messages you have to return. It's just like when you encounter great love. There's nothing to do but to sit and accept it. Understand that it's here. And so that is your task, to enjoy, to honor, and to understand any of it that you wish to. Everything has polarity, even you. And so it is.